And now this is a dictation for Kirk, K-I-R-K, B-D, B-E-A-T-T-Y, June 27, 1947. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Beattie has chronic kidney disease, smoldering Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia with IgA gammopathy, followed with Dr. Akat, AKKAD, last visit in April. No hospital visits. Denies fever. No reported vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No decrease in urination, cloudiness, or bladder infection, or bleeding. Isolated headaches, took ibuprofen, already discontinued. No changes eyesight, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Isolated ibuprofen, otherwise no prescription medicine. Blood pressure 140 over 80 on the left side, large arm. No respiratory distress. Lungs, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No gross edema. I want to mention that blood pressure by nurse was high, 183/100. I repeat it as indicated above, and a second time, 152/76. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is October, creatinine 1.36, which is baseline, no progression, representing a GFR 54 stage 3 with normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and anemia of 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic, takes no active medications, concerned about fluctuations of blood pressure, he needs to check it at home and do more careful low sodium restriction. I told him that if numbers are consistently above 140 over 90, we will start blood pressure medications. Our goal should be less than 130, less than 80. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or acid base. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Continue to monitor over time. He will follow with Dr. Akat for the smoldering Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. End of dictation.